27 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As Safina to Il Al Jannah. Well, today is the 8th of Rajab 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. And let's welcome our beloved senior teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, verses number 10 and 11. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Tabarakallazi, all the barakah, blessing, is vested by Almighty Allah. What is the meaning of barakah? Al-ashya'ul qaleela wal-manafi'ul kathira. You take our lifespan, you take our resources, you take everything of ours. It's so short-lived. But remember, the benefit of it is lifelong for millions and billions of people. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi revelation at the age of 40, and the demise of the master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, takes place at the age of 63. So the mission and message was for 23 years. But millions and billions of people were benefiting, are benefiting, and will benefit. So Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, special mercy. Tabarakalladhi, so everlasting blessing is for him, Almighty Allah. Insha'a, if he wishes and he decrees, Sha'ala laka khayram min dhalik, he, Almighty Allah, will grant you something much better and superior than that. What is that? Which these non-Muslims, idol worshippers, and polytheists were suggesting. They said, Malakun fayakuna ma'ahu nazira, aw yulqa ilayhi kanzun, aw takunu lahu jannatu ya'kulu minha. That he, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should have a great big treasure, or should have a magnificent garden and eat from there, or he should be like a king and so forth, and have so much power, and angels should come down on him. So Almighty Allah gave much greater than all these things which they are suggesting, and made him the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Khatman Nabiyin, the last and the final prophet and messenger for all times, all places. And see till today how people embrace the message and the messenger, provided that they are sincere and they have the quest for the truth. Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar, Allah will grant the gardens of paradise. Beneath those gardens you will find the rivulets and the streams are flowing. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكَ قُسُورًا. And Almighty Allah will grant you, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, palaces and palaces, the greatest place in the year after, in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, is reserved for Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, the worldly benefits, the material wealth is a sojourn, it's just temporary, and then we pass away, we leave, all the entire empire crumbles, we see today what's happening in the world. But the success of the year after, everlasting, eternal. But these people, what is the matter with them? Bal kazzabu bisa'a. Nay, the truth of the matter is, they reject the day of justice. They reject the day of judgment. Wa'atadna. And we have already prepared. We, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. And we have prepared. Allah is stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only we can do this. The whole world, no one can do that. The entire creation, nobody can do that. لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِسَاعَةِ سَعِيرًا. And we have already prepared for those who reject and deny the day of justice, the day of judgment. That they reject it, sa'ira, the blazing fire, the inferno. So that is where they will be dispatched to. Let us take you around the world and give you some news, views and interviews. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think that the Jutlas are united and the Jews are united. Wataqulubuhum shatta. Whilst their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. Why? Zalika bi'annahum qawmul la yaqilun. They are a people who got no brains and no intelligence. Just see this. Netanyahu, the prime terrorist of the world, he says, we are going to arm our citizens. Israelis will get more guns, so more guns, more violence. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. He says that all these people who attack us, the Jutlas, we will demolish their homes. But you were demolishing their homes for past 75 years and stealing and occupying their lands and so forth. 100,000 people marched again. Some media say 70, some 80, some 100. So it means the people are fed up with Netanyahu and his comrades and cronies and idiots. And you must remember the haramis who are there with him. Even the school children are protesting. 2,000 high school students, they protested against Netanyahu and company. Then you see that they play with words. The Jutlas are haramis, remember that? And what they do? They won't say that, remember that the attack of our brother, that who sent 7 Jutlas straight to hellfire, alhamdulillah, we're very happy with that. The more they attack the settlers, so where did that take place? They tell the media, they tell the world, next to the synagogue, they want sympathy to show they are the victim. Why you don't speak the truth? Where that incident took place is an illegal settlement, and it's called Neva Yaakov. NEVEYAACOV. So if you come to my area, you steal my land, you settle there, you put your synagogue there, so what is our ruling? Our ruling is one settler, one bullet, 100% justified. And you 13-year-old youngster, 100% settlers, 100% legal what you did. From an Islamic perspective, you took that father and son and injured them. Well done to you. We don't apologize for that. We will speak the truth and let the Jutlas burn, remember, in this world and in the year after. The Indians have big problem. The Adani shares, they dropped to 20%. So the Adani group say this is not an attack by the West and America on Adani. This is an attack on India. So you see, that is what they do. They manipulate things and then they will make you lose millions and billions. So the Adani group has lost 47 billion already. So that was already what they're telling the world. Sunak also big trouble there. Richie Rich of Britain, remember that. So what he did, he fired Nadeem Zuharvi, and this guy was avoiding, evading tax, and then from the back door he went to pay tax. But Richie Rich, Sunak, I got one question for you. That, you know, your wife, she was doing business and all that day in America whilst you were the Minister of Finance under Boris Bojo. Was she paying tax? She never paid taxes. So how come you didn't take action against her? So all double standards. You must put them in a corner and tie them up. Till now they can't answer that. Erdogan is playing his cards very well, because every NATO member has the right of veto. He told Sweden, we will not allow you to become a member of the NATO because you burned the Quran and you allowed that to happen. If somebody wants to burn the Israeli flag, they will tell you anti-Semite. But if you burn the Quran, then they call that freedom of expression. You see these haramis? Who are the biggest terrorists on the earth today? The Israelis and Americans. So remember that. Well, good move there. He said, Finland, we will allow you, but don't make the same mistake of Sweden, then we'll block you also. Last night I slept late because I was looking for more and more information and reading. So I see it came through the wires that Israel attacked Iran. But this subtle report, it's on the margins only. You see, America and Israel had joint drills. So now they feel emboldened. We can take on anybody. We can attack Syria. We can attack Lebanon. We can attack the Jutlas, the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime says. We can attack Palestine. Now they don't take Iran. Iran are non-Muslims, majority of them. So, but we will support Iran if you Israelis attack them. So remember, there was no damage, and Iran says they tried, but we blew their missiles or whatever to pieces. So that is what happened there. Peru said state of affairs. In the past 6 years, 6 presidents they had. Kherson under huge, huge attack from Russia. The Western media said that Putin got cancer. The Western media said their arms are finished. But last night they finished Kherson up again. They attacked them to pieces. People flying out of their beds. You must remember that such weapons are being used. In Somalia, they claim the government that they killed 136 Shabab fighters. These Shabab and Boko Haram and ISIS got nothing to do with Islam. These are all financed by Western powers to demonize Islam and Muslims. 5 people drowned, you must remember, in Cuba because they wanted to leave and so forth. Iran, and this is a big news, write it down, make note of this. Iran and Russia, they're linking their banking systems. So that's a great news, remember that. America will burn, Russia and these people, Israel, will be burning till death. So remember, good move there, Putin and Iran, that they link their banks and so forth. You see the Tin Pot dictator, another Arab, hopeless, useless, good for nothing, President Qais of Tunisia. Only 11% participated in the vote. These are the people, you must remember, 100% Tin Pot dictators, murtad, shaitans, haramis they are. Pakistan said the news, and that is in the train yesterday from Quetta to Karachi, 41 people passed away, 10 children in a boat accident drowned. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on the shuhada and the martyrs there. Now when I told you, you told me I'm talking nonsense. But now it's coming out from the horse's mouth. Pfizer. You see, they told you, take one Pfizer and take one Johnson & Johnson on one hand and the other hand, or one buttock and other buttock. Pfizer admits it engineered the whole COVID thing. You see? So what they're doing now, they're telling you they made you idiots and fools. Remember that, because every day an idiot is born and masses are asses. Don't believe these politicians. Don't believe these doctors. They'll tell you after 2-3 months, there's another mutation. You must take this vaccine. You must give this vaccine to your children. They make us fools and idiots. You must remember that. I told you 101 times that this is is not a pandemic, it's a plandemic and a scamdemic, and only fools will believe them, and so forth. Inshallah, Aziz, today we will discuss Peru between 8:30 and 9 with Mona Zahid Khan this morning, 8:30 to 9 in the interview. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir on the commentary of the Noble Quran. And tonight, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, 8 to 10 will be live Q&A on Ansar Radio International, Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, Q&A with Mona Arafat Hatia and inshallah myself. And remember, Mona Arafat will continue till 1 minute to 6 or so. 6 o'clock will be news today, this morning, with Brother Suleiman Esop. And 7 o'clock will be Mona Zahid's program. And 7 o'clock he will be with the news. So everything goes on as normal. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us barakah and blessing. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan.
There's a brother from Actonville says that what will happen if tomorrow Ukraine decides to surrender? Because the Muslims are suffering there in Ukraine. And Mufti Sahib, why are you supporting Putin, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, they won't surrender because you don't understand politics. You still are novice. You must remember in these things here. So remember, it's not a war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine are just puppets in this. You must remember, Ukraine supposed to be the second Israel, because the Jutlas know the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime children, Hitler's children, know that the time is coming nearer and nearer for them to take flight. Besides Israel having a prime minister and a president that's a Jew and a Jutla, the only other country that has that was Ukraine and is Ukraine. So you must remember, they wanted to build another Israel in the heart of Europe, and they wanted to use it as a launching pad against Russia. But Putin was too smart for them. Before they could go and attack him, he 1 year ago, February 24, so now you can just say 12 months ago approximately, that he preemptive strike, you must remember, on Ukraine. So Russia is at war with America. It's a proxy war. Is at war with NATO. Is at war with Europe. And is at war with Ukraine and so forth. So when Muslims pass away, you must remember, in cases like that, then yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati shuhada, they will be raised as martyrs and so forth. What the Western world calls collateral damage. So remember, therefore we support Putin. Putin is a bigger harami. We don't forget what they did in Chechnya. We don't forget what they did there in Afghanistan. But who will stand up against America, against Europe, against NATO? Only he. So therefore, you don't expect these Arab tinpot dictators and Ghaddar and traitors to stand up. Which Muslim country can stand up? So therefore, we support him and we make it well known, remember that. We make dua for him. Allah give him hidayat. Allah make him Muslim. He must become the commander of chief of the Muslim army, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Tulani says, is Africa poor because it is corrupt, or corrupt because it is poor? Who started?
Yes, Tulani, you're looking at too many movies. So you must remember this. Africa is the largest continent in the world, my brother. Second one, it has the largest amount of reserves and minerals and everything. Take South Africa. You got diamonds here, you got gold here, you got in Nigeria and other places, you got oil there. So many things you got, but the white man knows the weakness of the African. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. They will use money and they will use women, and that is how they corrupt them totally. So from top, right from Egypt till South Africa, go through, right through, you will hardly find one country, two countries, maybe one, two you can exempt, but generally 50 of them. So there's more than 50 countries in the continent of Africa. The leaders, the politicians, corrupt like you can't believe. They made them believe. You, Tulani, I'm asking you, 30 years into democracy, what did the ordinary Joe in the street benefit? Virtually zero. So you must remember, everything spiraling, petrol will go up again this Wednesday, everything will inflate and so forth. You know all the other crises we are facing and so forth. So Allah have mercy on all of us. Corruption has destroyed Africa. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. The people running the house have destroyed the house themselves. That is the sad, tragic news of Africa. Why? Because the white man has manipulated them, and every time they fall in the same hole, remember. I'm asking you one question, Tulani. One day, I won't mention the professor, right? His name, I remember his name. I was just sitting there. I went for breakfast. I didn't even know that these people are there. They said, how can you solve Africa, South Africa, all that? Everybody give big analysis and so, and big lecture, like, you know. So then they looked at me, what you say? I say, in life, when you go with a begging bowl, nobody's going to respect you. They must remember that. Because you're already at a disadvantage, you go and beg by people. So till Africa gets out of that mentality of begging and so forth, and showing the world we can stand on our own feet, then see how much respect you will get. There was an African professor there. He jumped up and he came and he hugged me. He said, you spoke the truth. So see all the begging bowls, IMF, World Bank, America, this one, that one. So they treat you not third world, fourth world country. They say the beggars have come again. Jama'atu Sahilin. So these are the beggars who have come. So that's how we have disgraced our continent and our people.
There's a listener saying, Ustad, that we're leaving today to Turkey. We are fed up, load shedding, then petrol, then water shedding. We want to must move this up. Bye-bye, South Africa. Good for nothing, Ustad.
Why don't you say you're going to Turkey for holiday? You're packing up lock, stock and barrel. Inshallah, after 6 months, we will see you back in South Africa. So, take a lot of cold clothing. Eh? You from Durban, you'll know, you'll feel extra cold. It's very, very cold. My nephew, niece and them are there still. So, every second day, we're in contact with them. And they're still thanking me for one thing I suggested to them. Last week, Friday, I told them, go to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala, whose grave, Mubarak and Mazar. And then next to it, there is a wonderful masjid, read Jummah Salat there. They said, what a wonderful experience. My niece said it was like the Haram Sharif and Medina and so forth. So you want to go? What can we tell you? Is it the right decision? No, wrong decision. That, remember, this Turkey is like becoming part of Europe and is part of NATO. That what will happen to your children? You must remember everything is legal there. The amount of Russian prostitutes there in Istanbul and so forth. So remember, therefore, I'm telling you before end of 2023 that you'll be back here. Not a good decision, but you make up your mind. When we told the people not to go to America, they don't listen. After that, 6 months, 1 year, they contact us. All their children are murtad and left Islam. So how many incidents? Even now, I'm telling you, bad decision. So remember, it's a knee-jerk reaction you got there. So I would not, and you must remember, these elections this year, if Erdogan loses, who comes into power? So the secularists, the communists, and then again, Turkey is back to square one. And that's what the Western powers want there. So I don't think it's a good decision. But end of the day, I don't know you, it's your decision. But remember, yes, you go for holiday, all that, lot of history, but to go and stay, big problems.
Sister Ranel says that the Pentagon has just confessed that 20,000 NATO soldiers died in Ukraine. When will they stop lying and confess they already lost the war, Ustad?
100%. When I told you, you don't listen to me. The 20,000 also is much less. You must remember that. Putin has put them right in the place. You must remember that. Putin is a harami. You don't understand, Ranel, how Russian politics work. You must remember Russia is, you know, USSR before. When they got a good hiding from the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, then they became the Russian Federation, and all these become independent states. Right, your Uzbekistan and Tajikistan and all these places there. Then you see that they still got very good ties with Russia and so forth. So the Russian Federation. So what you must know, my sister Ranel, is it is Qabaili Nizam. What is Qabaili Nizam is a tribal mentality. You know, here in South Africa, you have this tribe, that tribe, all that. So if you win the king over, you win the leader over, so he just tell his people, everyone vote for this party. So Putin gathers all these leaders and tells them, see, I'm telling you now, you better vote for me and my party. They agree. And if they don't vote, somehow they will disappear, and they know that will be the end of the leader. That's how they work things there out, you must remember. So he's ruthless, you must remember. So, and therefore we need a guy like him to take. Therefore America fears so much. And he told America, let your tanks roll in here, Ukraine, then there's war between us and you. He told Germany, he told Scholz and all of them, let your tanks roll in here and then see. So they all fear him because they know he's got the capability and he knows what is war. Remember that. These guys, what they know of war? They couldn't even beat Taliban. Taliban gave them such a thrashing, 48 countries. They all had to put their tails between their legs and run and so forth. So therefore, we support him. He's a big harami, and he sent already 20,000-25,000 NATO soldiers to hell. 100% the truth. But they hide and they distort everything, remember that.
Ustad, is Islam the oldest religion, Anonymous?
Remember that from day one, when Almighty Allah created this universe, there's only one religion, and that religion is Islam. Inna deena indallah al-Islam. Verily, the only religion accepted by Almighty Allah is Islam. Sometimes you hear our Muslims also talking utter nonsense, you know. They tell you Moses was a Jew, Jesus was a Christian. Astaghfirullah. You can lose your iman, you talk nonsense like that. Every Nabi, every Prophet, every Messenger from time immemorial came. Prophet Adam came, Prophet Noah came, Prophet Abraham came, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus. Everyone came in between also. Every Prophet, Messenger was, is, will always be a Muslim. They would invite people towards the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah, monotheism. They would invite people towards Risalat, that we were selected by Almighty Allah to be prophets and messengers and not elected by people. And they invited people, remember, towards the life after death. That is deen. These three things never ever change. Tawheed, monotheism, believing in one Allah. Now the Christians say that Jesus is the son of Allah. So how can ever Islam accept that? The Jutla say they are the chosen race, but they are the cursed race. They can't even beat the Palestinians. The Palestinians say, come, we take you on. And then they bring 10 police and 10 20 army for small boy. That is how they fight the haramis. Therefore we say, one settler, one bullet, 100%. Very good. And you must remember, Hinduism is shirk, you know, idol worship. So only Islam, and every prophet only taught Islam, and every messenger taught Islam. If you say that any prophet was somebody else beside a Muslim, you go out to the fold of Islam. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 67. Therefore we say, Trump fooled these Arab tenpot dictators and traitors into the Abrahamic Accord. So chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya ولا نصرانية ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not a polytheist idol worshipper, Allah forbid. So what was he? ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. He was Hanif. He turned away from all the false ideologies, and he was Muslim, inviting towards Islam only.
I see Auntie K says that So how did Moses write on stone tablets if there was no written language yet, Ustad?
So you must remember, my sister Auntie Kay, you need to make a travel to M. You see, Auntie Kay has to visit Uncle M. So where's Uncle M? You need to go to Mali. You know, when we were in school in the 60s, so the teacher sometimes would shout us and reprimand, I will send you to Timbuktu. So you see, Timbuktu is Mali. Go and see how the children learn the Quran. So you must remember till today, that is the method tried and tested. Poor country, so they write on slates, they write on boards and so forth, and they become hafiz, they memorize the whole Quran like that. They write and then they rub it off, erase it, they write and erase it and so forth. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, Almighty Allah wants to preserve the book, then you find it like that. But you see today, Auntie Kay, make note of this, not one Christian, no pope, no priest, no pastor can deny this. You say, the Christians, that the Bible is the Holy Bible, right? And the Ten Commandments and so forth that were revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. You go and Google it and see King James Version, KJV, King James Version, right? And then 1631, because they used to write, you say they used to write, right? They used to write on paper. So in the King James Version Bible, and that is the King James one in 1631, in the Ten Commandments they wrote, is written there, thou shall commit adultery. Thou shall commit adultery. So in the Bible it's written like that. So there on the Bible, they wrote on top, not the Holy Bible, they wrote the wicked Bible. Because the Bible is promoting adultery according to that version. And the Pope also, you see this Pope of your peoples, he's a crooked character. He's bending towards the gay. You see the pun there. You got it, Sister Kay? So he's bending towards the gays. He says you can't say homosexuality is a crime. So maybe he's busy somewhere. We don't know, you know. This Pope is a bit of a character, maverick character. So therefore, Islam is clear on all these type of issues. There's only Adam and Eve. There's no Adam and Steve business. There's no Madam and Eve business. And Islam says you must perform nikah. No dating, no smooching, no premarital, no aftermarital and extramarital. So all that type of things are haram, unlawful, and it will be severely punished. So that is what we have to do, my sister Kay. You have to look into yourself and what the Christians are teaching.
I see you got a new listener, Sister Hilda. She says, so did Adam and Eve have a third son, Ustad?
So you must remember, we all are the children of Adam and Eve. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the noble Quran, Ya Bani Adam, O you the children of Adam. You see, now after a few minutes I'm leaving and I'm going to the mosque. So when you go to the mosque to pray, Ya Bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid, take your beauty, wear such respectable clothes. When you're going to stand in the court of the kings of the king and you speak to Almighty Allah, chapter 7, verse number 31, my sister Hilda. So today you find some people, they want to go to the mosque or they want to go to the church or temple or synagogue, but they want to go with funny kind clothes. They want to wear jeans, they want to wear t-shirt, all these kind of things. So when we want to meet the ordinary mortal, president, prime minister, king, 10 times they will look in the mirror. So that is, we all are the children of Adam and Eve, because they were the first couple. Almighty Allah performed their marriage and nikah. Their nikah ceremony was performed by Almighty Allah himself. And do you know, my sister Hilda, what was the mahr, the marital gift? It was you, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Now the nikah is performed, but you still can't touch her. He said, what must I do, O Almighty Allah? Allah says, read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Go and see Zadu Sa'id and you will find that all the details there. So that is the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But he was, he is, he will always be, for all times, all places, all circumstances, Habib Allah, the most beloved to all Mighty Allah in the entire universe.
Anonymous says, Ustad, that they need some advice from you. Our daughter is in matric and the teacher is busy writing love letters to her. Is that proof enough for us to sue him? Because my daughter is falling for it. Ustad, Anonymous.
You see, when we tell you, then you'll tell me I'm talking nonsense. You'll see. Number one, didn't I tell you for you to send your daughters to these high schools, to send them to the college, to send them to universities, haram? Because they will lose their haya, shame and modesty. They will lose their virginity, Allah forbid sometimes. Or Allah forbid, they will go right out of the fold of Islam. So your daughter, with due respect, I don't know who you are, who your daughter is. So that who is to blame? You send her there. They will wear a certain type of uniform. And she thinks this is very nice. That this teacher is writing me a letter. Because tomorrow when we're writing our finals and we're writing this exam, then he will give me good marks and so forth. So you take your daughter out from that school and tell her she can do her matric via correspondence. And that teacher, Muslim, non-Muslim, you must report him. And for harassment and taking advantage of students, our beloved South Africa. This is your statistics, not mine. Your statistics, not mine. I just read here, there, everywhere, whatever I can lay my hands on. Last year, 2022, they said that the girls that are in schools, South African schools, 60% of them are pregnant and they are in school and they don't know who the father is of their child. So when you know all these things, yeah, and yet we send our daughters for that lousy matric certificate, which is not worth the paper on which is written. So who is to blame? She is to blame, I agree. But she is to blame 10, 20, 30%. You, the parents, you to blame much more. Quran Sharif teaches us, we'll end up with this question. I want you to understand this here. Chapter 66, verse 6. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Oh, you who believe, save yourself, save your children from the fire. We send them in the fire, we send them in the rain, and we say, no, my daughter, she will never get wet and all that, you see. So we're living in Alice in Wonderland. In our own dream world we are living. Number one. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya. Every one of you is a shepherd and you'll be questioned regarding your flock. So we're not against. I told you 100 times. Your daughter can study. She can study this, study that. Study via correspondence. Now the teacher is falling in love with her. And he is playing her. She is sending him, you understand, love letters. You know, today the parents don't even know, because our children are sharpshooters. They know how to play with the computer, how to play with the phone. They play with both hands. And that the parents don't even know what's going on. You will find emails flying to the females. So that is my advice to you. Get your daughter out of that school and enroll her in, you must remember, correspondence. It's still January, Wednesday, only February. No big problem. Second one is this. Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever he is, you have to name him, shame him, because this can never be the first time. He's taking advantage of his female students and exploiting them. So these are the people who are a menace to society and to the community. May Almighty Allah guide us all. And inshallah, one more? Jeez, okay, I want to say one more.
What is the brutal truth about living in the UK? Ustad?
Living in the UK, yesterday I was in Darul Zakaria And you must remember, I met youngsters from Los Angeles. You know, when we go there, it's mashallah. You meet from here and there. And I spoke on Palestine, the past, present, and future. We'll send it out today as a podcast. In Urdu, it is the talk. Nevertheless, so I asked him, how's your San Francisco, L.A.? And said, the guns are blazing there. He said, they're worse than that. I asked him, what? He say, we, the ulama, the scholars, we can't speak one word against LGBT. If you speak, they tell you it's a hate crime. Do you know, my brother, I've been to UK, I don't know how many times, 5, 6, 7 times. So when you deliver lectures there, they made it law now that they must have a camera there. So you speak anything against the lesbians, against the gay, they will call you up, they can even fine you, and so forth and so on. So when you go to these countries here, remember you have to abide by their laws. And then they got their own system of laws and that. So I will not advise anybody. You must remember to go there. For me, I know our problems. We know apartheid, we know. But still, as far as we go, our children go, we have the best infrastructure in the world, even compared to Arab countries and Muslim countries. So it's a terrible mistake to go to UK, to go to America, to go to Turkey, all that. We got 101 there, but we corrupt ourselves also. I'm asking you, last night when you were driving, did you stop by the robot? I never stopped. I'm honest, I never stopped. You understood? Whether it's last night or previous night. We just looked left and right, and in kosisikilele. So kullu halal. You understand? That is our South Africa. The taxi don't stop left, right, baba. If we stop, they're going to attack you. So these type of things. So now we carry on. What you going to do? So remember this. If you stop, they're going to attack you. Just look left, right, and carry on. So that is our beloved South Africa. Allah Ta'ala guide one and all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.